So anyway, in the meantime, this is a time for some nice meditation. So this is learning how to be peaceful and serene and calm and happy. Okay, they're up there somewhere. Okay, so we can have a nice calm meditation to start off the happy hour and a half at Dhammaloka Buddhist Center. So, sitting down, closing your eyes. And bring awareness to your body first of all. Actually, just what I was in, I don't know, just do something a little bit different today, because I've done so many of these guided meditations this way. So when I was in Bangkok visiting, there's someone who was a little kid in the time of Magnolia Street, first temple, used to run around, and just found a home in the temple. And when she went to the Dhamma school, I gave this, I called it the kids' meditation. And when I was giving her a retreat, all these elderly people in Thailand thought that was the best meditation they've ever done, even though it was designed for young people. So I'm going to do that in the middle of this meditation, a guided kids' meditation, so see how it goes. But in the meantime, start off by relaxing our bodies. Bringing awareness to how you're sitting to make sure you're nicely relaxed. And then from there, focusing a bit more carefully and specifically on parts of your body one by one as we sweep our attention up our body. So you can start with your legs. How are your legs sitting right now? If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that they're comfortable. That if you've got long legs, you put a cushion underneath your butt so your legs feel comfortable. If you've got short legs, the cushion goes underneath your feet to raise your legs. Make sure that the legs are just not too close together, not spread out too far. The feet feel comfortable on the ground. Now, be careful. Now, be meticulous in how you place even your legs. If you're cross-legged on the floor, on a cushion or on a stool, again, be aware of the sensations, feelings in your legs and see if you can adjust them so that they are nice and comfortable. What you're doing here is like being caring for your own body by being mindful of it, aware of it, and taking appropriate action, moving, adjusting, even scratching, if you find that those feelings are not comfortable. So often in meditation, people get legs which fall asleep, they get pins and needles, or they get aches and pains, which are just because they don't put their body in a good position to begin with. And then, when your legs are comfortable, then you move to your attention to your butt. And make sure that the butt is comfortable on the cushion. Not too far forward, not too far back. If you want to fidget, now is the time. At the very beginning, awareness, kindness, working hand in hand to get yourselves comfortable. If you can't be comfortable, it's almost impossible to relax. And then move up to your back, just to be mindful. You just ask a question of one part of your body. Back, are you comfortable? as if your back could answer you, and it does, you feel it. By asking a question, you are focusing your mindfulness in that area. And once you feel the back, can I make it more comfortable? Moving forward, moving back, stretching, relaxing. Find the optimum position for your back. It will never be perfect, but it will be good. And then your hands. How are your hands? They can be on your knees, they can be on your lap, wherever your hands feel comfortable. So check them out. Then your shoulders, your shoulder blades, just to relax them. How do you relax them? You know, sometimes I use some imagery, visualization of my shoulder blades being like a bundle of strings all pulled on both ends, on either side of the spine. It's called stress. It's being stretched until it's very tight. And then when I imagine those strings being stretched tight, when I visualize that, then I visualize letting go of both ends. So there's no pressure, no pulling, no pushing, no squashing. In other words, when there's no force or demands on those muscles, they just relax into their natural default state. Loose and at ease. And the mindfulness of a relaxed part of your body is actually quite delightful. It's like they've been massaged. And then up to your neck, making sure that is nice and comfortable. If you have irritations in the throat because of pollution, hay fever, whatever it is, you feel it and see if you can relax it. What makes it worse? What makes it better? The mindfulness focuses on something so you can get some feedback. See the amount of petrol in your car. Focus on the dial, you know whether you need to top up with some more or whether you've got enough for the journey. When you're mindful of the right indicators, it's quite easy just to do the adjustments so even your throat and irritation there can be relaxed and peaceful and not cause you any problems. But if you need to cough, please do so. Always teach by example. And then your head, nicely balanced on your neck. Experiencing the sensations around your eyes and your mouth and relaxing them. The mindfulness gives you this awareness and you mess around with your muscles until you can learn how to relax them. Bit of trial and error, feedback from mindfulness. You know what happens? It is the kindness of letting things be, which relaxes everything. Just being in this moment, smiling, as it were, on your body, relaxed, comfortable, as best you can. Your whole body just at ease. Now once your body is relaxed, those who have been following me on the guided meditations, I usually ask you to look at the piezometer now. But now just for something different, I'm going to do a guided meditation. What I used to do in Magnolia Street, our first center here, or was it 33 years ago? So you can imagine yourself sitting here. And visualize yourself flying out of your body, flying up over the through the roof, passing through it, passing over the suburbs of Perth, out to where most people in Perth find fun and happiness by the beach, but flying over the beach, over the beach, over the ocean, into a little island, your island, and you land gently in your island on the sand. And it's so peaceful there. It's warm. You can see the twinkling of the stars. It's clear there. And you lean against the tree, your feet stretched out, and you can almost feel the sand between your toes. As you just feel the warm, soft, not gritty sand, but very fine, comfortable sand on your legs and toes. There's no insects or bugs here. This is your special little island. And it's so quiet and calm, warm, safe. And you don't have any possibility of mobile phones or any internet. You're peaceful, you're still there. Calm, safe, relaxed, in this little imaginary island off the coast of West Australia. And you can hear and see just the sea all around you, calm, peaceful and safe. And you can hear the sea just coming up the beach, just lapping gently as it comes up and goes away again. Warm, safe, calm and peaceful. It's only you are allowed in this little island, a little sanctuary for you. And strange, but as the waves come up the beach, you breathe in. And as the waves go away, you breathe out. It's like you come in synchronicity with the ebb and the flow of the waves. They're so gentle, they're like rippling up the beach, and very gently falling away again, like the breath coming into your body and the breath going out. And there's nothing to do here except just to relax and look at the calm, peaceful ocean as far as you can see. No boats, no aircraft. Just you and the immense sky with the great stars, just little shimmers, and you can sometimes see them reflected off the very calm ocean, peaceful, still, and the temperature is just warm, not hot, not cold. It's perfect for you. And you can feel just this little wind, the breeze, just wafting over the ocean, just keeping you fresh and cool in your own little island off the coast, just relaxing. The waves coming in, the waves going out, so gently, just like your breath. Without a worry in the whole world, nothing to do, just to relax and be peace, as if you feel at one with the ocean and the skies and the wind, the body totally relaxed and free, no itches, no bugs, and if there's any sound at all, it's the sound of the waves coming in and going out. Peaceful, free, safe, at ease. Just notice how peaceful that is. There's nothing to do there except just to relax and be peaceful. Can't take any baggage from the past or the future. Doesn't exist on this island. It's timeless. A timeless little paradise just for you. You'll go back home later, but this is just to rest. And see if you can even smell a wonderful scent, fragrance of the ocean. The calm, the warmth. It's as if the great ocean is embracing you and loving you, not asking anything from you at all. Just peace, calm, at ease, leaning back against the tree, comfortable, at peace, just seeing this beautiful ocean stretching as far as the eye can see in all directions, warm sand, fragrant breeze, at peace. And you know this little magic island is there for you at any time, in any situation. Just need to close your eyes. The more that you can visualize it, the more peaceful it becomes. And there comes a time when you need to come back. So you just allow the sand to flow through your toes just one last time. Just smell the fragrant breeze. Say goodbye to the ocean. Look up to the sky, the beautiful twinkling stars, so clear, away from the lights of electricity. Time to come home. So you float up. Just imagine yourself floating like a feather on the breeze. Up you go, and you see as you go higher, you can see the coastline. You float effortlessly over the ocean, over the beach, over the houses, to this suburb of Nolimara, this little Buddhist temple. And you come through this roof as if it wasn't there. Into your body, back home, rested, relaxed, at peace. So now's the time to look at your peaceometer. How peaceful are you? How free do you feel? Rested, body at ease, the mind. Having gone to a place where nothing is asked of you, where you make your own little heaven, you make peace, rest, a place where you can't do anything, you don't need to do anything, but a safe place where you have nothing to fear and everything just to relax and be at peace. And you're still breathing in and breathing out, the same sort of rhythm as the ebb and flow of the waves on a calm summer's evening on the beach. Peaceful, free, no worries at all about the world, because the present moment is so loving and so joyful. And so delightful, just being here. I'm going to be quiet for the next 3 minutes before we end the meditation. So how do you feel now? Towards the end of a meditation. You know, sometimes I meditate with you. And quite often I don't feel like stopping it. But have to. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. And at the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong, it's the time to open your eyes slowly. And as you open your eyes after the ringing of the gong, please smile. You don't ask for any fees, but it's nice when I open my eyes to see people smiling, to take the peace, the happiness, I hope, from meditation out there into the world. And now ring the gong 3 times. So, smile please. I don't ask for much. A little smile is good. Thank you so much. Okay. So, maybe give me some feedback later on about, call it kids meditation. But even when I, on the way back from Bangkok, stopped over in Singapore, and they like that as well. So I thought, why just, you know, keep that with kids? Because we're all kids at heart. Someone once said that what monks are and nuns are is kids who have never grown up. Maybe there's some truth in that. In other words, just, you know, having the ability to play and experiment and mess around, have some joy and fun in life.